The investigation continues into the murders of four people, including a toddler, in the pre-dawn hours in Mattapan yesterday. A fifth person remains in critical condition at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center this morning. No arrests yet, as Boston police say they're working with the FBI to track down those responsible for the grisly killings. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the murders have put the neighborhood on edge.
Wilson Street is one block away from the bustle of Morton Street. It's a neighborhood of triple-deckers in vinyl siding or in need of paint. Lawns grow unmowed behind chain-link fences that catch the litter. Early yesterday morning, people were still awake. John Vitale was working on a project for school.
That's when I heard the first shot. And I heard a couple more after that. And I'm like, this is not normal, so I called the police.
Another neighbor who does not want to give her name out of fear of retaliation says normally the gunshots sound like firecrackers, but somehow these sounded different, louder.
I did hear a lot of shots, and I heard that last shot.
Ralph Mertiel was at his computer at his house on Wildwood Street.
And I sit down on my laptop checking my emails, my Facebook page, and suddenly I heard some noise, like almost 6 shots, boom, boom, boom. And I went out to see what's going on, and by the time I walked by number 40, Wilson, I heard the car driving so fast on Wilson Street and turned left by the church, Morningstar Church. And I saw two people on the floor, lay down on the floor, without no clothes, naked. I said, what's going on here? Now my heart started beating so hard. And then at the same time, the police arrived. All I saw, people on the floor, laying down, but later on, after a few minutes, they died.
The crime scene was so large, several blocks were cordoned off. One police officer who saw the carnage said it was very hard to take. Like other neighbors, Mertiel is wondering if he should leave the area.
If I have to move another place because my son, 7 years old, can't stay here anymore, I have to move out of this area. This is not safe. Because, sir, not too long ago, right there on Sutton Street, one guy shot to death. 8 days after that, 5 people got shot. This is a sad situation, my friend.
Mertiel says shootings in the neighborhood have increased since the Caribbean Carnival last month.
What happened is some people moving in, we don't know them. We don't know where they come from. And they had trouble with other people, and they come here to solve their trouble. That's the situation. You rent this place, you're coming from somewhere else, they don't know you, and other people you have trouble with come here to, you know what I'm saying, to solve the thing.
Many neighbors, including John Vitale, say they would like to see a greater police presence in the neighborhood.
That's what I would love to see. That's it.
But the woman who's afraid to give her name says more police won't necessarily eliminate the violence.
I do see the police patrol the areas, but they shoot almost right in front of them. I mean, one time there was a shooting on Norfolk Street, and we heard the rat-tat-tat-tat, and the boy was running down the street. I mean, the police were right around the corner. How bold is that? I could say beef up the patrol, but I see detectives ride up or down the street, and that's what made me feel kind of safe. I can't say that they haven't done their job. I don't know what else they can do.
She says this has been the most violent summer she's seen in the neighborhood. Before these latest shootings, Mattapan had seen homicides more than double in the first 9 months of this year over last, from 6 to 14. Boston had seen an increase from 40 to 50. That makes Boston's per capita homicide rate almost twice New York's. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.